Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yoram Daf Yud Tes, and we are starting Yud Ches Amud Beis. About two lines up from the bottom with the words Ad Kedoyin and Avilter's Daf San Yoram Alf, about a quarter of the way into the Amud. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basr Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing Bittul, and Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Tanakama, and he holds that Kadshim is Bittul in 100. So where it continues Ad Kedoyin Davar Shumalu Matu LaHedyot. But what about Davar Shumalu Matu LaGavaya? In other words, we know that Kadshim is Bittul Barayv when dealing with Heter. But what about Pasul Kadshim or Tamik Kadshim? Is that Bittul? So our answer is Yud Ches Amud Alf on top Nishmim and Adults. From the following, the pasuk tells us va'achar yoichem an kachim kilach mayhu, and afterwards he can eat from kachim because it's his bread. Now this pasuk is referring to a tful yoim, one who is tamei, went to the mikvah but needs to wait until harav shemesh, the sun sets, to be able to eat truma. And from the word min hakachim in this pasuk, we're including not only truma but other kachim as well. Or even from here, pay attention to the gears to change. Yeshal hakachim sha'ata oichel bahen, there are kachim that you're allowed to eat from prat la'eravin ul yaiser mea, excluding mixtures of more than 100. In other words, the pasuk is telling us that this tamei kayin who's a tful yoim, so now he's partially tahar, is only allowed to eat from kachim once there's hair of shemesh. But there's a type of tome by kachim, the one's allowed to eat from even beforehand, namely when it falls 1 in 200, we have bittul over there, and that's allowed to be eaten. Now the Brassica continues discussing this. I only know this applies to truma food, which is tameh, that falls into truma, which is tahar, that there's bittul. Because the pasuk's talking about truma. How do we know if tameh truma falls into chulin, or if tameh chulin falls into tahar truma, that there's bittul over there as well? Or what about truma kadesh, or kadesh truma, when we have truma falling into kaddish or vice versa? How do we know there's bittul there also? And what about mashka truma and mashka chulin? Truma liquids, for example, wine or oil, and chulin liquids. And what about mashka truma, mashka kaddish, or mashka kaddish, mashka truma? Different liquids of kaddish and truma falling into each other. Are we going to say there's bittul there? And lastly, and here's the key to the brisa really, mashka kaddish, mashka kaddish minayin. How do we know if two different types of kaddish get mixed with each other, there's going to be bittul? Now we were specifically talking about that the one that got mixed in is usser. For example, we have shemen of a mincha that got mixed in with wine of nesachim, and if there's the proper proportion, how do we know that we're going to be able to bring that wine of Nesachim, we're going to be able to be menasech it, pour it on the Mizbeach, even though there's oil of a mincha in it? And the Brassica includes, Tamalami, that's because the Pasuk says, min hakadshim, riba, that's a riba, that's an inclusion, it's including everything, even this type of mixture. So we see from this Brassica very clearly, that even when we have pasul kadshim, not just truma, but kadshim as well, that there's going to be bittul, and we're going to be able to use that kadshim. Now we attempt to ask a question on this. Rav Avin says, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, tifta, we can explain this is talking about the following, b'loig shem mishal mitzayrash, and sa'ar v'maisr kikim minchas nazir, that some of the leg of oil of Mitzayra got mixed in with extra oil from the Mincha of a Nazir, and both of these are either eaten by Kehanim or the Bailim, and so we don't necessarily see Bittul by Kachim, because again, we could explain this as talking about Bittul by Truma and not by Kachim. So Gemara Yotes Amabez on top answers this, and pay attention to the Yersa change. Vatani, the Brisa says, Mashke. It's not Mashke, but Mashke with a Yud. And what does the word Mashke mean? Shnayim. The beginning of the Brisa was talking about Oichlei Kodesh and Oichlei Truma. That's plural. It's talking about multiple types of food, and the proper Gersa is also Mashke Kaidesh, Mashke Truma. Namely, there's multiple cases of liquids of Kaidesh that get mixed up with each other. So not only this case that we just mentioned, Shemesh Almut Saira, Shenesarv Mosri Kiki Minchas Nazir, but it's also the previous one, Shemen of Mincha, that gets mixed up with wine of Nesachim. There's Bittul over there as well. So we stay with our answer and we have our Raya. Now we move on to another aspect of Bittul by Kachim. Amr Chanan, Rav Chanan says, Hada Amra, this lima that we had is only telling us Oila Ba'ilais. That's proper Girsa. When one Oila gets mixed in with other Ilais, or a piece of an Oila gets mixed in with other Ilais. For example, the oilas tamid gets mixed in with oilas nedava. And it makes sense to say that there's bittul over here, because even though these have two different levels of kachim, nonetheless, they're all oilas. So we could bring them all in the mizbeach, and they're all burned, and so there's not a problem. There's bittul. Aval chatas ba'oilas, but if a carbon chatas gets mixed up with carbon oilas, then we would not say bittul necessarily, because are yesh kan vade b'loisase. We have a definite loisase over here. In other words, when a chatas gets nesarif with oilas, we don't say that there's bittul, because what happens when there's bittul? Well, we're going to burn everything here, because the majority is oilas. And that means that we would be burning the chatos as well, just like an oila, but there's an iser to burn a chatos completely, and therefore there's not necessarily bittul. And we continue on with another aspect of this. Remember, it's a b'yudu who holds that kachim that falls into a mixture is bittul. And we had also just said that tamei kachim that falls in is bittul. So now the Gemara asks, heichsav Reb Yehuda, who does Reb Yehuda hold, like Rebbe Elazar or Reb Yeshua? Like Reb Elazar, like Reb Yeshua. Now this refers to an argument they have in the fifth parak of Trumas about a saw of tamei truma which fell into 100 tar chulin. Reb Elazar holds to take out one saw and burn it, because we say that this is actually the saw that fell in, whereas a Chamim, which is Rabbi Yeshua, hold to take out a saw and eat it. And the question is, over here, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? How do we treat this tameh piece of kachim that fell into the mixture? And here the two tzadim, and pay attention to the girsha change. Ikri Rabbi Elazar, if you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar, male v'soyref, it would have to be taken out and burned. Whereas Ikri Rabbi Yeshua, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yeshua, then male v'oichel, it would be taken out and eaten. Namely, if this piece that fell in was tahar, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yeshua, then a piece needs to be taken out, but that's only because of gezel ha'shevet, since this belongs to the kaihanim, and they really have the right to eat it. So even though there's real betel, we still have to return them this piece that rightfully belongs to them. But in the case where it's tamei, there isn't a reason to remove a piece because there's no gazla shevet. It's tamei, and therefore we could just leave it. And that's what the Gemara basically just told us. Going back to explain the Mishnah, we had said, they're going to start with each other. This is specifically talking about the surim of Arla and Kilei HaKerem. We had said that these two will join together. They'll be mitzaref for Isser, namely if we have a little bit of Arla and Kilei HaKerem. They got mixed in with 200 parts heter, even though individually the 200 parts are able to be mevatel the Arla or the Kilayim, the Arla and Kilayim will overwhelm them because of this tziruf. So now the Gemara just asks, man tanim mitzaref from zayim zeh, who's the tanim of the holes that they're mitzaref with each other, even though they're two different shemas, they're two separate isurim, one's Arla, one's Kilayim, Reb Meir, it's a Meir. And how do we know this? Dom Rabbevo, B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, Divra Meir, a Kornchev Meir, Kol Yisurim Mitzarif from Lukas Alem B'Kazayas, all Yisurim are Mitzarif together to get Malkus for a Kazayas of them, meaning half a Kazayas of this and half a Kazayas of that. A person is going to get Malkus, Mishom Lo Yisoychal Kol Tayeva. We have this overreaching love of Lo Yisoychal Kol Tayeva, and anything the Torah tells us is Usser falls under this title of Kol Tayeva. Therefore, we're going to say there's Seraph in regards to Bittel as well, in Shitas Rav Meir, that even though it's two different Yisurim, they're going to be Mitzarif to prevent Bittel. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.